through a lot of speed that we should never know or hear of. But at the same time, we have our own Avodat Hashem, and we can't ignore that. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, Limud Torah, learning and celebrating, is in no way a contradiction or a stira to the devastation that has happened, that we have. It's our answer, it's our response to everything that our enemies want to do to us, is to say that chas v'shalom, to have ripu yadayim, chas v'shalom, to let go of our values when we experience this. It's a very special thing that the Daf HaYomi cycle has just completed Seder Nashim on Friday. It's an unbelievable thing. We sent out this message to kind of gauge and see how many of the Talmidim, Talmidei Yeshiva, have participated in some way or another. I was shocked. I was shocked at the amount of people that responded. I just want to acknowledge, first and foremost, the Talmidim that came to me with this idea. Michal Cohen, Isaac Sofer, Aaron Ephraim came to me one morning and they said, "Hey, listen, we're finishing Seder Nashim. You know, we do the Daf HaYomi. We're finishing it. Let's all sponsor, chip in a couple of dollars. We'll order some Golan and we'll have a little Siyum here for the, you know, for the people who come to the Beit Midrash. Think a little bigger and let's open it up. Let's see what happens." So we sent out the survey and how many people responded? Unbelievable. So, as we're going to go on in the night, you'll see and you'll understand how much of a simcha it is, not only for the Mesayimim, but for all of us. The Daf HaYomi Siyumim celebrates not only the learning, but they celebrate consistency. They celebrate time and time again, day after day after day, night after night after night, another daf and another daf and another daf. It's never ending. It's a beautiful thing. So I'd like to call Michal Cohen, who's going to open up to say a few words of Divrei Torah. He's one of the Mesayimim. Michal. Happens to be my nephew as well. Just going to throw that in there. Chavod, Michal.
You hear me in the back? Yeah, all right. I was going to do a 45-minute speech, but then I would have got kicked out. So let's not do that. So this is a very big deal for a lot of us here. I don't know exactly. I know a lot of guys here that finished. I don't know everyone, so if I don't know you, come over to me, please. I'd like to say mazal tov to you personally. But, you know, we're finishing Seder Nashim now, which is a little bit over the halfway point in Shas. It's about three and a quarter years-ish. I personally didn't start at the beginning. I'm a very, very big slacker. I started by Pesachim, which is, I skipped all the hard ones, Shabbat and Erevin.
Pesachim
and all.
Is pretty hard.
Right. It's all right. But, you know, we started from Pesachim, so I can't say that I finished everything so far, but I can tell you right now, you know, it's very rewarding. You know, there are a lot of hard days. A lot of easy days, but a lot of hard days when it's, you know, you sit down for whatever it is, 10, 15, 30, an hour, however long you do it, to sit down and actually learn, especially on vacation, through Pesach, when things are getting crazy, Ben Azmanim, all these things. It's very good for us to get some chizuk from this and from the Rabbanim here to do it with us also. So actually, it's not just a simcha for us, it's also a simcha for everyone here and really everybody in the yeshiva and the broader world, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha kilat Yaakov. Right? So Morasha is an inheritance. So what does it mean, inheritance? So imagine you have a father that passed away and left over all of his things for his children. So you have one child who jumps on the opportunity and he says, you know, I'll take it all. You have another son that says, no, you know, leave it for the other son. So, you know, the same thing with us, right? Morasha, the Torah is an inheritance for all of us. It's not given to each person. Each person has a chalik in it. So a person says to himself, you know, I'll take advantage of it. You know, it's not good to be the person who's, you know, passing on this opportunity to be able to take this opportunity to learn. So, you know, us in yeshiva is a little different. We have that opportunity every day. It's a little bit easier for us. But still, to, you know, carve out some time is very rewarding. The Mefarshim say that the name of the Satan is Samich Mem Aleph Lamed. We're not supposed to say it. But so the Mefarshim say that this is actually Rashi Tevot for Siyum Masechet Ein La'asot. One of the Satan's things is don't make a siyum. He hates when you learn, but he really hates it when you finish and make a big siyum out of it. That's something that the Satan hates even more, and that's something that we're really, you know, girei le'naim shel ha-Satan, right? We're really like shooting him in the eyes here, kind of saying like, you know, putting it in his face. In the bottom of the Hajjon, if you look at the Gemara, most people don't really even know this existed. I didn't even know it existed, but under the Hajjon, there's like an idea where it kind of gives the background of the Hajjon, talking about, you know, all of our papa's sons and why we say them and everything. As I said, it's not going to be 45 minutes, so don't worry. But at the end of the day, this is one thing I wanted to say. He brings down, there's a Yam Shel Shlomo, who talks about, the Gemara says about Abaye. I think it's a Gemara in Ta'anit. I'm not sure where it is. I could be making that up. But it does say that, it quotes Abaye saying, he said, Teiti li dechi chazina tuv merabanan deshalim mesechta, avidna yom ataba l'rabanan. Right, when I see someone who finished a Masechta, I'm going to make a Yom Tov for them. So now you see from here that it's something that, you know, you make a, we're so something we're supposed to do. We're supposed to make a Siyam on a, you know, on a Dabar Torah, something that we finish. So the Gemara brings one, he brought down a proof there, the Gemara in Ta'anit, which this one actually is in Ta'anit. It says, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael ki yom ha-kippurim v'tu ba'av. So the question is now, Yom Kippur makes sense, right? Yom Kippur is Slichat Avon, it makes sense. We're, you know, we're giving from ourselves, we're asking for forgiveness, so it makes sense. It's a happy day when, you know, we come out on the other side. But the Gemara says, what's so happy about Tu B'Av? So the Gemara over there brings a bunch of different answers. One of the answers is because the day is shorter now, and we have more time to learn. But the proof from here is that they finished cutting the Atzei Ma'aracha, which is they finished cutting the wood for the Mizbeach, so they were happy they were finished. So you see from here, when they finished, they made a party. So now also when we finish, you make a party. So just, you know, to add on to that, I didn't see it in the bottom there, but just to add on to that is, you know, when we finish, you know, they finished and they made a party, but we're finishing and we start a new Masechta, right? We start Baba Kama now. It's something that's at a higher level, which is, you know, kind of like, you know, taking a Lamala and a Teva. We're going an extra step. So that's actually why the Ron Paskins, that from this we see that it's a minhag for Bnei Yisrael to make, you know, a party and food and everything when the Masechta is finished. So it's just a time for us to take the opportunity, you know, to be mechazek ourselves in Torah. This isn't something that we have all that opportunity. You know, being in yeshiva, you know, with great rabbanim here, it's something that we should take advantage of. And mazal tov to everyone who finished.
Zaka baruch to Michael. Unfortunately, Rosh Schechter is not here at the moment, but Bezrat Hashem, he should be coming shortly.
He went to the rally.
Mm-hmm. He went to the rally, as he encouraged everyone to go to, that you guys did not go to. Say, hold up that sign, hold it up. Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's right. Very nice. We're going to have our own rally over here, rallying around the Torah. Rav Belzan, a dear friend of mine, a dear Rav of mine, he gives the Daf Shiur as well, has been learning it. We hawk around a lot about the Daf, and just want to call him up to say a few words as well. Chavod.
Shekarach. Shekarach Michal's beautiful speech. And Shekarach to all the Messiahim. I just want to dedicate the Divrei Torah to be a schus for the Hatzalas Nefashas of all the Chatufim, all the hostages. And it should be a source of a Shmira, and all of our Talmud Torah should be a source of a Shmira, our celebration today, and also what Michael said so beautifully about the celebration that we're now going to continue, Hadron, that we're going to continue Vayter. We're going to continue to learn, and we're going to take the celebration and the Chizuk from the celebration to learn and continue learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Michael spoke about the Yam Shel Shlomo that says that, based on the Gemara, of Abaye saying tasteily that I should have a beautiful party for finishing and finishing a Masechta, and that's the source of a Siyum. I was talking to Isaac earlier today that the Gemara says almost something identical in actually the Gemara that we are being Messiah right now. The Gemara says that Rav Yosef, who was blind, said that I would like to make a party for the individual who tells me that Gadol Misha Einu Metzuva Osa Yoser Mi Misha Metzuva Osa. Since I am blind and I am putter from mitzvos, and even so I volunteer and I do the mitzvos, so I am more impressive than other individuals. And the Gemara concludes, the Gemara says that it wasn't true, and we paskin Gadol Metzuva Va'osa Yoser Mi Misha Einu Metzuva Va'osa. And the Metzuva V'osa, the one who's commanded, really should make that same party that Rav Yosef wanted to make. And the Gemara concludes that we don't celebrate and give honor to the one who volunteers over the one who's obligated. And the Gemara, at first glance, is a bit of a chiddush, this Gemara in Kiddushin that we're being Messiah now. Because if one would think about it, one who's not obligated, one who's volunteering, it's much more impressive to be able to dedicate yourself to learn, even though you're not chayiv, and even though you're not obligated in all these mitzvahs, and you dedicate yourself and you volunteer. Shouldn't they deserve more credit? Why is it that the Gemara concludes the opposite of what Rav Yosef initially thought, that Gadol Metzuva V'Osa Yoser Mi Misha Einu Metzuva V'Osa? Greater is the individual who's commanded, who's obligated, and he performs, than the person who volunteers and wasn't obligated and performs. So there are different explanations. Some of the Mefarshim explain that when it comes to Gadol Metzuva V'Osa, the person who's obligated, there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of challenge that's brought with the situation that a person has to overcome. What happens if he's not going to fill it? What happens? It's gonna be late. He's not gonna have his paper, you know, given on time. You guys all know about these ideas. Other Mefarshim say that there's a struggle with the Satan, that the Satan is trying, as the Samach Mem, who's trying to make sure that you don't do a Siyum. He's trying to challenge you, and you overcome the Satan. You're on his target. And you overcome Afal Pichin. Wow, that deserves a celebration. Gadol Metzuva V'Osa, Yoser Mi Misha Metzuva V'Osa. He didn't only perform, but he somehow circumvented the challenge of the Samach Mem, of the Yetzer Hara. But I'd like to share with you an idea from the Bas Ayin, the Avrature, which I saw years ago, and I thought it was fascinating, a fascinating insight into this Gemara. And before I introduce what he explains on this Gemara, I would like to share another question, a famous question. Tosos in Shabbos raises the following question regarding Kabbalah Satorah. We know that the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Klal Yisrael volunteered and committed themselves and said, Na'aseh v'nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would like to accept upon us the Torah. Na'aseh v'nishma. Yet the Gemara tells us that wasn't sufficient, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the har and placed it on top of them, kafa aleihem har kigigis. And many of the Mefarshim, Tosos, the Medrash, many of the Mefarshim ask, why was that duality necessary? Why was it required to not only have their commitment, but also to take the har and force the har on top of them in their Kabbalah Satorah? So the Bas Ayin explains as follows. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Gadol ha-metzuva v'ose, yoser mimi she'ena metzuva v'ose. Greater is the one who's commanded and performs more than the individual who's volunteering and performs. Why is that? Says the Bas Ayin, it's not because of the Samach Mem, it's not because of the Yetzer Hara, it's not because of the anxiety. It's because of our approach to Torah and mitzvos in general. Says the Bas Ayin, when a person is mitzuveh, he's commanded, he recognizes that there's a lot more depth and there's a lot more that's behind the mitzvah and the service that I'm doing right now. If I am mitzuveh, if I am commanded, that means there is a mitzaveh.
and I am performing what's called a mitzvah, comes from the Lashon Tzavsa. There is a connection, a ladder, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me. When I am doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, I'm not just doing a righteous act. I am now fulfilling the will of the Mishaleach, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is sending me out to do his service. You're a chayal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, and you're taking care of the service that he needs. It's because you're now carrying out the will of the mitzaveh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now connected with a pipe to something so great that now is bringing Hashros Hashchina into the world. It's very nice if you volunteer. It's very nice if you're an Eino Mitzuva Va'osa and you'd like to perform a righteous act. But there's something lacking. The connection, the Hashros Hashchina, the Bracha, the Koach of the Mitzaveh in the Mitzvah is not existent. Says the Avritcher, that's the answer to what Rav Yosef was saying. That's the answer to what the Gemara concludes. Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yoser mimi she'ena mitzuva v'ose. It's a deeper understanding of what mitzvahs and Torah is all about. The opportunity that we had, it's not just something that's nice. It's not just something that's a good deed. But rather, it's bringing Shechina into the world. It's bringing Kedusha into the world. It's connecting really like a pipe. It's a system, a sewer system from above to the below, just like pipes. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kedusha into this world. That's what the Bas Ayin says was the reason why Kabbalah HaTorah had to have this duality. It's very nice if Am Yisrael walk in and they say, Na'aseh v'nishma. But we don't want the Torah to be voluntary. We don't want the Torah to just be, hey, it's a nice idea. Let me try this out. No. We want that every mitzvah, every action, every piece of Torah is actually stemming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Every mitzvah will be from the Mishaleach to the Shliach and carrying out his will. We want that the entire Kabbalah HaTorah should be within the prism of Godol HaMitzuvah V'yoseh Yoseh Mimei She'ena Mitzuvah V'oseh. So you know what required to happen? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, very nice, Nasiv Nishma. But that's not it. Zaloma speak. It's not enough. He picked up the har and he says, Kofa Aleim Har Kigigis. Now you are a mitzuveh. Now you are commanded. Now you're not just volunteering. Now you are actually part of my shlichus. Now you are bringing Kedusha in every action that you're doing. That's the Yom HaTavla Rabbanan. That's what people who have a very stressful schedule, people who are dedicated, like Rav Cohn said before, and I know how stressful it is. I was here. I was in college like you guys. I could never even imagine to be doing that. Now I'm a Rebbe. Now I have the ability to do it, Baruch Hashem. But to do this when you have such a dual curriculum and a lot of pressure, this deserves a Yom HaTavla Rabbanan with all the meat and everything you've been talking about. Ashreichem, Rabosai. To realize and to recognize no matter what, but I have to fulfill the Mishaleach, the Mitzavez Tafkid. Godol Mitzuva Ve'oser, Yoser Mimishiv Eina Mitzuva Ve'oser. My tefillah, my bracha is that we should all continue on this Mahalach. And just like we see, Rabosai, what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, the Chayalim Mamish, they know, we got to do it. There's not a decision. We have to do what we have to do. We should have that same approach with our Torah, with our tefillah, with our mitzvahs, and be fulfilling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from here. Godol mitzuva v'ose yoser mimi she'ena mitzuva v'ose mazel tov to each and every one of you.
All right, so we're going to get on with the siyum. And Bezrat Hashem, you know, we had a lot of the Misaimim. I'm not going to call them all by name. There are a lot of them. Rav Reichman Shalita generously is giving them as a gift the Rishimo Sambava Kama, which the Daf Yomi has just begun.
They have to do a
B'in. You have to do a B'in, yes. So please come and take your copy. But I'd like to call Isaac Sofer to come and make the siyum. The chavod, Isaac.
Come on over. Okay, Mr. Sofer.
This man?
Took him from the Shir Shan. Zona trip.
Yeah.
This time.
I didn't miss any Shir. He was close. He was close.
He missed the Shir Shan.
What's up? So the end of the Masechet sort of gets into like the last Mishnah, and then the whole last stuff basically talks a lot about what you should be teaching, what kind of like trade you should teach your kid. Obviously, because you went out earlier in the Masechet, it says that you're supposed to teach every the Av is chayav to teach his kid. One of the things he's chayav to teach him is a trade. So the whole thing basically just a lot of different things what you should teach your son. And then the last thing, the last one in the Mishnah is basically, Rabbeinu Horai Omer, Maniach Ani Kol Amunot V'Chulei. So Tanya, Rabbeinu Horai Omer, Maniach Ani Kol Amunot Shebaolam Ve'Eni Melamed Et Bnei El Torah. I'm leaving aside all of the trades in the world, and I'm only going to teach my son Torah. Shekol Amunot Shebaolam En Omedet Lo Ela Bimei Yelduto. That every other trade in the world only really is going to last and help him when he's young. Aval Bimei Zeknuto Harehu Mutal Bera'av. But when he gets old, when he's not able to work anymore, he's not going to be able to do anything. He's not going to be able to make money, and he's going to be starving. Aval Torah enaken, but the Torah is not like that. Omedet lo Adam beet yaldutov venotenet lo achrit v'tikva beet zeknutov. It gives him. He's going to be able to support him when he's young, and then it's also going to still be able to keep giving him the fruits of what he's doing even when he's older. When he's not able to learn, he's sick or whatever it is, he's still going to be able to get the fruits of the learning he had and get the reward from previous learning. That from what I understand is that the people that are basically like have Hogan Hashem, they're gonna have the Koach. Like to go on the wings of Nisharim, and that the old people, even when they're old, that they're still going to have the strength and they're still going to have the connection with Hashem. Hadran alach asar yochsin uslik ala masechet kiddushin. Veseder nashim. Hadran alach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Hadran chalan datan alach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Vedata chalan lo nashim inach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Lo nashim inach lo ba'am adem lo ba'am adate. Hadran alach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Hadran chalan datan alach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Vedata chalan lo nashim inach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Lo nashim inach lo ba'am adem lo ba'am adate. Hadran alach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Hadran chalan datan alach masechet kiddushin veseder nashim. Vedata chalan ולא נשם ינח מסכת קידושין בסדר נשים ולא נשם ינען לא בעם עדה ולא בדעתה יהיה רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו שתהה תורתך אמנותינו בעולם הזה ותהה עמנו לעולם הבא חני בר פפא רמי בר פפא נחמה בר פפא אחי בר פפא אבא מורי בר פפא רפרום בר פפא רכיש בר פפא סורך בר פפא אחה עדה בר פפא דרו בר פפא הרי אמנה אלוהינו את דברי תורתך בפינו ופי עוד המחה בית ישראל ונהיה אנחנו כולנו כולנו אנחנו וססענו וססעי עמך בית ישראל כולנו יודעי שמך ולומדי תורתך מאוי בית תחתימני מסוותיך כי לעולם היא לי יהי ליבי תמים בחוקיך למען לא אבוש לעולם לא אשכח בפקודיך כי בם חייתני ברוך אתה אדוני למדינו חוקיך אמן 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 סלע ועד מודים אנחנו לא אחדנו אלוהינו ולא אבותינו ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי הקרנות שאנו משכימים והם משכימים אנו משכימים לדבר התורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים אנו עמלים והם עמלים אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר אנו רצים והם רצים אנו רצים לחיי עולם הבא והם רצים לבאר שחר שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורידים לבאר ורשחת אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם ואני אבטח בך יהיה לעשות מפניך אדוני אלוהינו כשם אלוהי כשם שעזרתני לסיים מסכת קידושין וסדר נשים כן תעזרני להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם ללמוד ולמד לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמודי וזרי ולא תמוש התורה מפי ומפי זרי וזר זרי עד עולם ותתקיים בי בתהלכך תנחה אותך בשוכבך תשמור עליך והכיסאות היא תשיחך כי בי יבוא ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנת חיים אורך מי מזונה ושמונה ראש הרכבות אדוני הזו מייתן אדוני
יברך עמו בשלום
ורחמים וחיים ועריכים ומזונה רכיבי ורוויחי ופרוקנה מן קודם אבו הונדי בשמיה וערב אמרו אמן
אמן
שמה רבה משמיה חיים וסבא ושועה ונחמה ושז עבר רפואה גולה וסלחה וחפרה
ורבח
והצלחה אמן אמן ועשה שלום ורחמה ויעשה שלום אמן ועל כל מי ישראל
אמן מזל טוב
מזל טוב מזל טוב מזל טוב מזל טוב It's important to learn. The Gemara Makkos has a comment on the pasuk. Om dosai ragleinu b'sharaych Yerushalayim. That the ragleinu, the soldiers, are successful in the battle. Amen. In the schus of the Shari Yerushalayim, where they're sitting and learning. Liman HaTorah is a big schus for our soldiers. The Gemara tells us that there are 2 days in the calendar when we celebrate Zman Kabbalas HaTorah. One of Shavuot, Zman Matan Torah Sein. And then the Mishnah says in the end of Tainus that one of the jolliest days of the year was Yom Kippur. They would make shiduchim on Yom Kippur. Tosis has a suggestion. That's why you're laying the Parsha Sarayich. It's the end of Achri Mois. That they would make a shiduchim have to know which relatives they're not allowed to marry. Why is Yom Kippur such a jolly holiday? The Gemara says, Yom Shenitlim Batayru. What do you mean Yom Shenitlim Batayru? The Lucha Shnias. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Lucha Shnias. On Yom Kippur, but we have a Yom Kabbalah Sater. Why do you need 2 Yom Kippur? So several of the Gedolim from 100 years ago, the Beis HaLevi, Abshalom Levilna, and others have a suggestion. The original plan was that the whole Torah was going to be Torah Shevich Sav. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. But after the Chet Egel, then the Rabban Shalom decided he's going to punish Bnei Yisrael, and he's going to allow the Nochrim, the Umas Olam, to have Shlita over Bnei Yisrael. And part of their shlita is going to be that they'll take the Torah Shebichsav, and they'll claim that they're the Am HaNivchar. That's what the Catholic Church has been claiming for centuries. They claim the Jews, who rejected also Ish, we lost our status as Am HaNivchar, and they are now the Am HaNivchar. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, after he made that decision, that he's going to punish Bnei Yisrael, he's going to allow Umas Olam to have shlita over us, and to give us something unique, something special that the Umas Olam can't take away from us. That's the Torah Shebal Peh. Now, unfortunately, the Vatican, for the last 50 years, buys every time Art Scroll puts out another Gemara, they buy a copy. They buy a copy of everything. Well, they're going to dumb that on themselves. But that used to be the uniqueness of the Bnei Yisrael. We have the Torah Shebal Peh. The Seder Olam is a history book that's written by the Tana Rabbi Yossi, Yossi ben Chalavta. The Gemara quotes it like a brisa, Tana Rabbana, Tanya. The Gemara quotes from this Seder Olam. So there's a line in Seder Olam. Mishemesu Nevi'im Achronim, Chagas Chaim Malachi passed away, Batla Nevu'im Yisrael. That was the end of the Tkufa of Torah Shebichsav. Mikam Yelachat, Oz Nechoshmat Nevechachon Medika, Limon has to be in Torah Shebalteh. That's Mishnayis. That's Gemara. That's Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Ikar Lima today has to be in Torah Sheba'al Peh. If you don't know Torah Sheba'al Peh, you don't know Torah Shebichsav. If you're not Mabzed Rebbe, you're not going to learn Chumash. You're not going to learn Avim Uksum. You're not going to know what the Gemara is talking about. But the Ikar Limud now has to be in the Torah Sheba'al Peh. In Kiddushin, the opening Mishnah starts off, there are three ways to create. There's Kiddushin and there's Nisuin. So there are three ways to make Kiddushin, Kesef Ishtarabia. And the Rambam says, he's quoting a Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah explains. The Rambam always quotes Gemara unless he says Yeroi Li. Then it's the original thing. It doesn't say Yeroi Li. He's quoting a Gemara. That Kiddushin Kesef is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Kiddushin Ishtarabia is Torah Shebichsav. And Kedusha Kesef and Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's why we know the Karoim only follow Mikra. They don't accept Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the different groups of Karoim, they're from Africa and Asia, from Europe, and have each group has different shtick. But one of the things they all have in common, they don't have Kedusha Kesef, because they don't accept Torah Sheba'al Peh. So that's the line in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam writes. There are three times in Kedushin, Kesef and Torah Sheba'al Peh. Then he says, "Kvanoga kol Yisrael lekadosh bekesef." Who? His book is written for the Jews. What do you mean, "Kvanoga kol Yisrael lekadosh bekesef"? Means the Orthodox Jews, the Rabbinic Jews who follow the Torah Sheba'al Peh, we choose to make Kiddushin Kesef as opposed to the other two. We want to emphasize that we subscribe to the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Years ago, there used to be, just like Lubavitch makes a parade on Lag BaOmer. Rabbanim is supposed to be the Yortzeit to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So they have a parade to demonstrate that they subscribe to the Zohar. Others don't learn Zohar. So in Alexandria, in Egypt, the Orthodox Jews used to have a parade on Yom Kippur, that they subscribe to the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Yom Kippur was the Yom Tov of Kabbalah's Torah Sheba'al Peh. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos, then the Rabbanim Shalom changed the whole plan. That's all the Midrashim have like that. The original plan was everything is going to be Torah Shebichsav. Wasn't going to be any need for Torah Sheba'al Peh. But after the Chet Egel, the whole plan changed. And the Rabban Shalom said, Echter lo ruba teirosa haluk mozar nechshov. The Maran Gittin quotes that on Daf Samach. The Rabban Shalom is going to write the whole Torah v'chsav, so the Jewish people will be strained. The Yom HaSoilim will say that we are not the Aman Ivchar. So Yom Kippur is the Yom Tov when we celebrate the Torah Sheba'al Peh. We go out of our way a lot of times to do things in an awkward fashion and dafke a certain way in order to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Sheba'al Peh. For example, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bris Milah that you can, whatever a moil can use, whatever is a sharp instrument, whatever cuts is good. Then he says again, Kvanogu kol Yisrael, the Jewish people, as opposed to who else does Bris Milah, the Arabs. Kvanogu kol Yisrael, do we use a knife? Why do we use a knife? Why don't you use the scissors? You're cutting around. The answer is because the Karoim assisted has to be Dafke scissors, because they have their own Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Pasuk says in Sefer Shua, Kach Lecha Charvos Tzurim Shumolus B'nai Yisrael Shenis. So they translate, you should take two knives that cup one against the other, that's a scissors. Charvos Tzurim. So they said, based on the Pasuk in Yoshua, you only Yaitse Bris Milah if you use a scissors. So the Rambam says, a scissors is good, a knife is good, anything that's sharp is good. The rabbinic Jews, not the Karoim, the rabbinic Jews will dafke use a knife, not use the scissors, to demonstrate we subscribe to the Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's a nikah, it's very important. You know, just as a footnote, for many centuries, the Catholics were claiming that the Jews lost their status as the Aman Ivchar. And after the Zionist movement began a long time ago, so the Catholic newspapers all over the world wrote the Catholic position. What do they have to say about Zionism? So they said in all languages, in English and French and Spanish and Italian, there used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva. When I was in high school, there was a Rebbe, Rabbi Simcha HaKoyen Feldblum. So his wife was the daughter of Rabbi Yalas from Philadelphia. She had a doctorate. Her doctoral dissertation was exactly this. What was the Catholic response to the Zionist movement? She collected all the newspaper articles from Arba Confessores. They all said the same thing. It's never going to happen. They will never be Hakamas HaMedina because Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNevcheres for the Aman Ivchar, and the Jews lost their status of the Aman Ivchar. We are the Aman Ivchar. The Catholics are the Aman Ivchar. It's never going to happen. So then when they had Hakamas HaMedina, so the Vatican didn't recognize it for quite a few years till Rabbi Lau Sr. was the chief rabbi of Ismael Lau, And he knew the Pope from the concentration camp. There were Polish going in the concentration camp also. So he made an appointment to meet with the Pope, and he convinced them that they should accept Medina, they should recognize Medina. So for many years they didn't recognize it. So they were hoping and praying that the Medina would disappear. Didn't disappear. They were praying for their Abu Dazara, the Medina, because it contradicted everything that they stood for. He said, Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNebcheres, but the Am HaNivcher is never going to happen. The Jews will never take over Eretz Yisrael. So when they did take over Eretz Yisrael, so they had to give a teretz. So they gave a teretz, but the Jews don't have the Eir Atika, and they don't have Hebron. So they have only modern Israel. They don't have the real Eretz Yisrael, what used to be the real Eretz Yisrael. Then, Mohammed Sheish HaTayimim, Rabbi Izbi Adeinu and Hebron, Rabbi Gorin, conquered Hebron. One man drove into Hebron, took over Hebron. They were so petrified. He didn't realize. He thought, it's a whole long story. He thought the whole army was there already. He thought they went in the morning to take over Hebron. He was the only one that took over Hebron, one man by himself. It was so petrified from the Jews then. So the day you people weren't born yet, the day after Mohammed Sheish HaTayamim, the Pope said, we should internationalize Yerushalayim. Why should you internationalize Yerushalayim? Because it's against their animamim. It totally contradicts what they were saying for centuries. They said the Jews lost their status of the Am HaNivcher, and they'll never have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, their Eretz HaNivcheres with the Am HaNivcher. The Jews will never have it. And then the Jews made a Medina, so they said, but they don't have Yerushalayim, and they don't have Hebron. So when they took Hebron, Yerushalayim, so the Pope said the very next day, they should internationalize Yerushalayim. So Tzvi Yehuda Cook used to say, it's Yehoreg Bal Yavar if they give away Yerushalayim. Because in the Shulchan Aruch it says, they quote the Radvaz in the Pesach Tshuva, the guy holds a gun to your head and he says, eat the chazer, I shoot you. So Pikoach Nefesh Shadochi, eat the chazer. But if the guy says, eat the chazer because since Yoshke came on the scene, the laws of the Torah are not binding anymore. Then if you eat the chazer, then it's not just that you're eating chazer. You're saying that since Yoshke came on the scene, the laws of the Torah are not binding. That's Avodah Zarah. So that's Yehoreg Bal Yavar. So that's what Tzvi Yehuda Cook said. Giving away Yerushalayim is Yehoreg Bal Yavar, because we're giving in, if you give it away, you're giving in to the pressure of the Catholic Church, that they say that we have no right to it because we lost our status as the Am HaNivcher. That's Takeyori Val Yavar. So the Catholic Church, every pope after Mohammed Sheish HaTayamim, year after year, once a year, the pope would say they should make Yerushalayim an international city. Finally, around 15 years ago, they stopped because they realized, what kind of baloney? Every pasuk in the Navi is being fulfilled. All the nevuahs of Lo Asilav, everything is being fulfilled. So they realize. So they divide. We used to have a group of cardinals come here. They stopped coming already. We used to have every year and a half, so a group of cardinals would come. So every year they would come with a different discussion. They knew Rabbi Soloveitchik published an essay, Confrontation, about the guidelines, what do we have the right to discuss with them, what not. So every year they would come, they know the guidelines, they know what they're not allowed to talk about, they would talk about something. So one of the last years that they came to visit here in Yeshiva, so they explained the last couple popes changed the whole theology of their Avodah Zarah. They divide the world into three groups. The Catholics who have the right Emunah, the Jews who are the twin religion, even though we don't have the right Emunah, but we go to Gan Eden, and all the prophecies are being fulfilled with respect to the Jews, and the rest of the world who are of the Avodah Zarah. So they wanted to know from the rabbis whether the rabbis also believe that we divide the world into three groups. So the rabbis, I was there at the meeting, I didn't talk up though, so a couple of rabbis, they said, no, we divide the world into two groups, the Jews and the of the Avodah Zarah, as far as we're concerned. You people are of the Avodah Zarah. So for quite a few years, they stopped talking about this, that we should internationalize Yerushalayim. But now, that Hamas practically destroyed the whole Medina. It's unbelievable what they did. Now they told me that in the newspapers they quoted, the Pope said we should make Yerushalayim international. They're dancing from joy. If the Jews will be wiped out, and there won't be a Medina, so their religion will be the true religion again. So we have to be mechazik. If we want to stay alive, we have to be mechazik the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael. If we want our religion to remain alive, we have to be mechazik the soldiers. We have to learn in the schools of Liman HaTorah the soldiers will be successful in battle. We have to be mispalo. You have to daven a lot. You have to daven more than usual. The din is, the Pasuk in Parshas Baloischa says, Chisavoy mochama b'yartzchem ala tzara ha-tzores ha-hariyosem ha-tzoytzvus. And the Rambam says, mitzvah says, lizik olor, lizik means more than tzam tfilo. Tzoka means serious tfilo. You have to daven with seriousness. Rabbi Kibi was the one who composed Avinu Malkeinu on the Taina Sibum, and when there's no rain. This is worse than no rain. Every day, the last 30 days, every day Jews are being killed in Eretz Yisrael. They don't write everything up. They're killing soldiers every day. We're happy that it's a small number of soldiers, but it's terrible at killing soldiers. We have to pray, and we have to learn Torah. We need the schusim, all the schusim that we can have. And the Rabbi Shalom should see to it that in the schus of the Liman HaTorah, the schus of the Tvila, the enemy should be destroyed, there should be no more Amalek, and there should be maybe Nidei Geula. Mazel Tov to everybody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.